Hey, what's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo, and you're listening to The Flip Empire Show, episode 225.
Welcome to The Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? I hope this podcast finds you doing amazing today. I am on a cruise and I'm going to be getting to Italy here, in a couple of hours, or at least at the time that you're listening to this. I am abroad on a family vacation for about 3 weeks and, having an amazing time. Make sure that you, we're connected on social media, Instagram.com/AlexPardo25. And then you could find me on Facebook or the Flip Empire Facebook group. And, just absolutely love this business, what it's been able to do for me, and just, giving me a platform to impact and help other people, this podcast being one of those ways. And guys, today's going to be a very, very short episode, and I want to share something with you that really, really means a lot to me. And I think I'm not asking you to listen because it means a lot to me. I'm asking you to listen because what can you take and, implement in your business and maybe even in your personal life? You know, if you're a parent and you have kids, or if you're in a relationship, like, so I have several months ago, we implemented a policy in our company that if anybody was late to a meeting or late to a call or just late to anything that was scheduled, that they would make a donation to the charity of their choice in the amount of $50. Okay. Pretty small amount by most people's standards. But that wasn't the point. The point was, I've focused on really hiring people within the team that hold themselves accountable, that I don't necessarily have to hold accountable, but it does act as a level of accountability. And we had an instance not too long ago, last couple of weeks, where we had a meeting scheduled for 8:30 a.m. And we had, a particular team member that got on the call just shy of 9. So, they were almost half an hour late to the meeting. And got on the call, we finished the call. It was about a 60 minute, it was about an hour call. And then right after the call, he called me. And he could have handled this many different ways, right? He could have given me excuses. He could have made up a lie. He could have done any number of things. And what he did really showed me a lot. Number one, he apologized. Number two, he owned it. He didn't give me any excuses. Number three, he told me it would never happen again. And then number four, he emailed me and he emailed our entire team the receipt, the donation receipt from St. Jude's Hospital. He made a donation of $50 to the charity of his choice, which was St. Jude's. And right away, it fired off a thread of emails from the team that really, really respected him for that. And, I had one of my team members reached out to me and said, she said something to the effect of, we have such a cool culture in our company. And I told her, I said, that means more to me than you'll ever know, because I am so intentional and I've worked so hard, especially because we work virtually, to have the type of company culture that it's like an extension of family. Like I genuinely see my team members as family. I genuinely care about them. And while they can probably make more money working somewhere else, I think they stay because of the culture, the community, and because not only the fact that they know that I care, but everybody on the team, we care about each other. And they hold themselves accountable. And so, think about, and by the way, I didn't come up with that idea. I actually heard it from somewhere else. And I'm like, I love that. I'm going to implement it. So I'm always looking at ways that we can turn negatives into a positive, right? So that's a situation in which, I have to have a conversation with him, especially if somebody is a repeat offender, why are you late? What can I do to help you? And just have that conversation. And That could go south quickly. That could go in many different directions. But you know, I want to kind of encourage you to think about ways in your business and your personal life where you could turn the negatives into a positive. And this was a perfect opportunity where, you know, I'm not that I'm glad he was late because I don't, it's just not acceptable, right? But he took something that was negative and he turned it into a positive in so many different ways. He apologized, he owned it, he assured me it would never happen again, and he made a donation to charity. And the team saw that. So there was so many more positives that came out of the fact that, you know, he was 30 minutes late, that it spoke to the fact that, you know, we have people on our team that hold themselves accountable. And we also, you know, we have this type of culture and family type atmosphere where we, you know, we celebrate our wins. We uplift each other. We encourage each other and we're there for each other. And, you know, I don't expect you to care, obviously, but I want you to just hopefully take the takeaway or the lesson learned here and see how you can apply it, you know, in your business and with your team, and really focus on building a certain culture, the type of culture you want, because if you're not intentional about it, a culture is being built, whether you know it or not. But if you're not intentional about it, it's probably not going to be the type of culture you want, and you're not going to surround yourself with the type of people you want. So anyways, super, super short show. I just wanted to, I just wanted to share this with you because, you know, the fact that this particular team member did that, shared it with the team, and I could see the energy and the camaraderie around it. And the fact that I had another team member just privately share with me that we have such a cool company culture and that that means a lot to her. That I told her that means more to me than you will ever know, because sometimes I just feel like as a leader, I'm not doing enough for them. And I'm constantly always asking myself, like, what else can I do for them? How can I put them in the best position to succeed? How can I be a better leader for them? And ever since I've had that mindset, you know, I've seen a change, a positive change. And anyways, I just wanted to just kind of be, you know, speak from the heart here, share that with you. And hopefully it kind of strikes a chord with you, and it's something that you can take and it can help you in your business and in your life. So anyway, guys, I appreciate you. I'm going to get back to my vacation here, and I'll connect with you on the next masterclass. If you haven't already, make sure that you check out the masterclass that was just released with my boy Haim. Talked about not only his virtual wholesale model, but high-end wholesaling in one of the hottest markets in the country and some of the lessons that he's learned. And I got a really, really cool masterclass coming up for you, here in a couple of days. So I'll catch you guys in the next one. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.